After a week full of criticism, the UNC defense stood tall against their arch rivals from down the road, stifling Duke's offense and their dangerous running back, Mateo Durant. Durant, who had scored 8 touchdowns in his first 4 games, didn't find the end zone once against Carolina. The rest of the Blue Devils didn't do much better. The Tar Heels held Duke to just 2-for-15 on third downs and notched 5 sacks with 9 tackles for loss. After the game, head coach Mack Brown said it's as good a performance he's seen from the defense in a long time.
We played our best defense of the year and maybe since we've been here, and I was really, really proud of those guys. I thought that the defensive front was dominant, but I also felt like that Cam Kelly played well today.
Kelly, a transfer from Auburn who is now in his third season at UNC, finished the game with 7 tackles. He'd had only 10 in the previous 4 games. Kelly also grabbed his first interception as a Tar Heel when he deflected a pass from Duke quarterback Gunnar Holmberg in the third quarter and picked the ball out of the air. Kelly said his strong play was just one part of a team effort.
We just played very physical, fast, you know, effort was there. Communication was amazing. You know, everybody was on the same level and same point. So as a whole, we did amazing. I'm proud of this defense.
Kelly's interception was the second takeaway of the game for a hungry Carolina defense. A 63-yard fumble return touchdown by senior defensive back Trey Morrison early in the second quarter marked UNC's first defensive score of the season and their first fumble return touchdown since 2018. For as much pressure as the UNC defense put on Holmberg, the Blue Devils responded in kind against Sam Howell. Duke's defense sacked Howell 5 times on the day. But the pressure couldn't quite hold down the explosive UNC offense, with Ty Chandler catching a swing pass from Howell and sprinting 75 yards into the end zone for the game's first score. Howell's second touchdown pass was of the much shorter variety, a 2-yard pitch and catch with tight end Kamari Morales. Howell praised Morales' willingness to put in extra work.
Kamari's an awesome player. He works super hard. He's a professional. The way he prepares and how hard he works, he stays out to practice probably about an hour every single day. I'm just glad we have him on our team. He's a great player for us.
But UNC's halftime lead of 24-0 only lasted a single play into the second half, with Holmberg finding receiver Jalon Calhoun for an 80-yard catch and run on Duke's first play from scrimmage. The defense prevented any further Duke progress in the third quarter, with Kelly's interception and a stop on 4th-and-2 from the UNC 30-yard line ending the next 2 Blue Devil possessions. The strong performance proved essential, as UNC's offense was shut out in the third quarter for the first time all season. Brown mentioned inconsistency as one of the offense's biggest flaws.
Offensively, it was a frustrating day in some ways, and we still scored, 30-something points. So I felt like that it was the bad thing was that it was great play, bad play.
Finally, 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns from Ty Chandler and Josh Downs put Carolina's lead out of reach. Duke couldn't manage any more points, and UNC took their third straight battle for the victory bell with a 38-7 final. The 7 points allowed are the lowest from the UNC defense against a Power 5 opponent since week 1 of the 2020 season against Syracuse. Kelly said the defense's ability to put the Georgia Tech loss behind them was a key factor in the turnaround.
Really, that 40 points we gave up last week, we looked past that and we wanted to dominate for the rest of the season. So that's what we're going to do.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.